Okay, Al's brother is waiting patiently. My understanding is there's no sponsorship deal that we're aware of yet that will be going public with this, but it could be there down the road. Al's brother, welcome into the fold. You went 1-1 over the weekend. I guess we both went 0-1 technically. You like the Bills +3. That went south quickly. I like the Packers -3.5. We all know how that played out. As it currently stands, you guys are up +300 going into the Super Bowl, which must make you feel pretty good about your picks so far.
Yeah, I think we're feeling pretty good. The Bills, okay, they just couldn't get it done. I mean, defensively, they weren't stopping anything. Kelce and Hill just ran all over them. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't affect the pressure. It was just a tough L for the Bills last night.
Yep, but that's, again, you guys won the first game. Like, you guys are basically free-rolling, you know, come kickoff of the Kansas City game.
Super Bowl is worth 500.
Well, we got 10 shows to figure that out. I'll give you my answer next week about where I stand on things.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay.
Okay, Al's brother, you ready to do this? I mean, last week
last week you drove coast. Yeah, you drove Noodles crazy last week.
No, I didn't. He didn't drive me crazy. We clearly saw his Vancouver favoritism. That's the problem. It wasn't a non-biased list. It was a clear biased list. That's what bothered me.
And you're a man of objective integrity.
I try to be. So all let's see what he's got this week.
All right. So here at number 7, I do have the Vancouver Canucks here in this 7 hole.
Wow. Buddy, I didn't think you were going to go there. I think you got pressured into that because I would have held strong at 6.
Look, this team, they're 2-5 to start the year. They've been awful. They've allowed 5 goals in 5 straight games. Their back end is super thin, and they're injury riddled as well back there too. Yeah. Pettersson's got off to a really slow start, and they just haven't gelled yet. There's some turnover there. They lost some guys, and it bites when you see that they let Tyler Toffoli go and he goes off. Just kills them in this series against the Canadiens as well. I think Vancouver are a better team than, you know, Ottawa, but to this point, they just haven't been better on ice.
Wow, what do you say for yourself, Noodles? I think you bullied Al's brother into that.
I didn't bully him. I thought he succumbed to people on Twitter chirping, saying, "Where's Al's brother's Canucks now?" And that I would.
This is proof that he's serious about this, and he's not holding any favoritism.
Well, I like that. He's a man of integrity. I like that. Good for you, Al's brother.
So you got Vancouver at 7. The power rankings of the All Canadian Division continues with Al's brother on the clock at 6.
And at 6, this is where the Ottawa Senators will come in. You know, they've been decent, and they gave Winnipeg a good go. I thought, actually, the first game, they could have won that. Winnipeg scored late and then won in overtime. And then the other night, they were up, what, 3-1, I think, in the third, and then it just kind of fell apart for them. So they gave up a couple of points in that series against Winnipeg. I think they played pretty well in most of these games as well. So I have Ottawa, scrappy, young team, here in the number 6 hole.
Good call.
I like that. It's one or the other. It was Vancouver, Ottawa, 6 or 7. I think this is where it starts to get.
Here's
tough,
where he makes his money, man.
This is the challenge.
Here's where he makes his money. Any of these teams are almost interchangeable, except one in some eyes. Who do you have next, Al's brother?
We've got the Edmonton Oilers coming in at number 5 here. They picked up a couple of wins, I guess, this week. But, I mean, last night's was a very last-minute win against Winnipeg. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, they're playing against a team that had played, what, 5 games in 7 nights. So, and the fact that they took them down to the brink was one thing. I just think that they still have some work to do on that back end. I think that the goaltending right now is still an issue. So Edmonton, it's not so much that they've played worse. I think they played better this week than they did the first week, but I just have the other 4 teams slotted ahead of them.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, I would have Edmonton at 5 based on what we've seen so far through a week and a half. I think Edmonton is at 5 with potential to move up. I don't think they're necessarily going to move down, but I like that pick. Okay, you got Edmonton
at 5.
Solid
list so far.
Very solid. Very, very solid. Who do you have at 4?
I got the Winnipeg Jets coming in at number 4. I think that this is a team that can certainly move up in the rankings as well. They made a big move to go out and get Pierre-Luc Dubois to kind of solidify that top 6. And the way that Paul Maurice sounded in that interview, which is fantastic, by the way.
You loved that, didn't you?
I did. I loved it. I love listening to him talk hockey. It's fantastic. And it's got me excited for what they can do going forward. Like, I think that really Winnipeg now now certainly will rival these next three teams. And instead of it being a three-horse race at the top of the standings, I think those are the core four, I think. I know it's still early, but to me, these four teams stand out above the rest. And Winnipeg, I think, is going to be a solid team going forward.
Yeah,
I think it's
like
a five-team race, personally.
You think Edmonton's in there, too?
You can't sleep on them.
No, you can't either. I mean, they're off to a pretty good start, like standings-wise. They're right there with these other teams.
But, I mean, Calgary hasn't played enough games. We've seen what, you know, Montreal and Toronto play. They're the two steadiest teams so far.
Yeah.
But we'll see what Calgary – Calgary just hasn't played enough. Like,
right.
That's, you know,
yeah, kind of goofy schedule.
Yeah, five days off.
You're going to get that with uneven numbers.
That was weird, man. They were just sitting around. I don't know.
Well, it's strange. Yeah. You have Calgary who gets 5 nights off, yet Winnipeg has to play 5 and 7 nights.
But you know it's going to catch up to Calgary, right?
Yeah. So. Do you have Calgary at number three then, House Brother?
Yeah, I got them at number three. And really, it's kind of a coin flip between Calgary and the number two spot. But like you said, still too early, just six games so far on the year. You know, they lost to Toronto last night, too, which may, I guess, hinder it a little bit. But I felt that they played pretty good so far. And again, Markstrom is an elite player for this team.
He's off to such a great start.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, goalie.
He's an early Vezina candidate for Markstrom for me. So they're coming in right now at the number three spot.
Okay, so far, just to recap, Vancouver at 7, Ottawa at 6, Edmonton at 5, Winnipeg 4, Calgary 3, Al's Brothers power rankings of the All-Canadian Division. And this is where we get into a spicy, spicy meatball, because you are not a Toronto kid, you're a Niagara guy, but you're from Ontario, and the Maple Leafs are 5-2, the Habs are 4-0-2. One of those two losses in extra time would be against the Maple Leafs on opening night. I think the whole world, specifically the eastern part of the country, is waiting for this big reveal. Who do you have at number two?
The Toronto Maple Leafs, which means the Montreal Canadiens.
Wow.
The Canadiens are the top spot in my Canadian power rankings coming into this week. I mean, look, I think they're the best team. They stomped the Canucks all weekend long. They're deep, they're balanced, they're getting the goaltending. And they're 4-0-2 on the year, but they have played all six of their games on the road. And I don't think that could be misunderstood here. All six of their games have been on the road, and they picked up points in each and every one of them. Even that game against the Leafs in night one, I thought that Montreal outplayed Toronto. Toronto got the full 2 points, but Montreal, I believe, was the better team. And again, the Leafs, they've been good. I think they've also had a lot of adversity that they've had to overcome. There's been injuries. They've had to filter guys in and out of the lineup. Matthews isn't 100% right now. And now apparently Jack Campbell, there's an issue there. They're evaluating him for an injury.
I just saw that.
Yeah. So, but to me, I think the Leafs number two, and I think Montreal has moved into the top spot here in the Canadian division.
Wow. Well, there it is. Oh, this was your brainchild. I mean, how do you feel about week two of the power rankings?
I give him a lot of credit because I thought he was just going to be a homer and say every week the Leafs are number one and Vancouver is number two. But he's not like you, Hayes. He wasn't 35 under at the No Balls Open. The Canucks at 7 and Montreal at 1. Toronto radio station on television. I like the Stones from Al's Brother.
Yep.
That's why he is dictated this time as his time.
I can't disagree with that.
A lot of integrity there. I will say a lot of integrity. I thought Vancouver at 7 is rich.
Yeah,
I thought Vancouver at 7 was rich, but you were just trying to hammer home a point as a disgruntled fan. That's where you think they are. That's how pissed you are at that group. Now, they got 3 games in a row against Ottawa, so we'll see if their fortunes can change. But, you know, I thought you were just hammering home a point as a disgruntled Canucks fan. I had them at 6.
That could be the case, but I do believe, like, I look at what Ottawa's done. They've kept games close, and they've looked pretty good, actually, through the first few games. Whereas, I mean, Vancouver's just been blown out. Now, they've had a tougher schedule, obviously, playing Montreal 3 games, but they've really, really, I think the biggest issue here is the fact that they haven't gotten Pettersson going. If Pettersson can get going, I think this team will be better going forward.
Yeah, I think Hughes has to be included in that as well. I mean, I don't think he doesn't look nearly as dominant as he did a year ago.
It's crazy. You know what? I'm calling that game tonight. So I was just going over my notes. Like, Jack Hughes has six assists already, but he's -7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you know, he's usually a guy who's on for a lot of positive things, and I still think he needs to clean up his own zone. But that's what concerns me about Vancouver and what Markstrom covered up last year so much. is their defensive zone is a mess. Like that's that when you had a goaltender that stood on your head and it was your MVP for 2 years in a row. That's what Markstrom was for Vancouver. And you know, Holtby and Demko, like, they haven't
Tanev was a big player back
then. He's a very
too.
Good player.
He played with Quinn Hughes. It was like a good partnership. It's like, and they decided to move away from that, which you can't make everybody happy. But when you think on a team that needs those guys back there, there was this priority one and two, and both neither of them.
And that's
happened.
What everyone's talking about, right? Like, the elephant in the room is Pettersson isn't playing well enough at all. Hughes hasn't been great. But also the guys who left.
Yes.
You know, Markstrom, Tanev. And the fact is, Louis Erickson's still getting paid $6 million.
Taxi squad.
Exactly. Not even playing. But that's what will kill you. You know, you can't keep guys you want to keep. Toffoli just rolled through town and burned them up. They wanted to keep him. And he just said, I got a better deal down the road. See you later. So Vancouver's reeling right now. And I would still have them at six because it's not like Ottawa has been – lights out. I mean, they've been okay. And I think we give them a little bit too much credit for, you know, keeping a game close. It's like, oh, good for them. They deserve points. Where I don't think that applies to any other team in the division. But, yeah, I can't really argue with the list beyond that. Montreal has been very impressive. Very impressive. I can't argue that they should be number one. I think what could have tilted that was that the Leafs got them opening night. But that's probably being a little bit too specific when we're talking about 2 weeks' worth of games. But it could change. It's going to change the power rankings every Monday. Right. Al's brother on the clock. Good stuff, Al's brother.
Thank you.
There he is, and we'll get your Super Bowl pick. Well, we'll flip a coin in about, 8 or 9 days, and we'll see who's on the clock for the Super Bowl. Last time I checked, I think Kansas City's an early favorite, as they should be, I think.
3 points, I think I saw.
Yeah, that line will move around, I would guess. But there you have it, Al's brother, power rankings.